knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Unfolding Biblical Prophecy and the News, Christian Pastors, Notorious Evan Prison, American Jerusalem Embassy, Christian Faith, Persecuted Christian Faith in the UK, and more on Prophecy News. So stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of May 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 20, Hosea chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. The New Testament portion is Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 59. Go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to read the featured post by the Watchman. Who is standing guard? Unless there is someone standing guard, the thief enters in. Gun control. Talk to your guns immediately. And also, America, sins of thy sister Sodom. And you can go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to read those articles and also listen to the latest shows. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. Also on Twitter at #WatchmanIS216. #WarnRadio or #WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for Remnant Battleline News. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, at any rate, we are looking at Iran today. Of course, the whole of the Middle East is a mess.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, Israel has a right to defend themselves. And, of course, there was a big heyday. We're going to talk about the embassy in a minute, but we're stopping off in Iran at Evan Prison. International Christian Concern has a little, some news on that and brought that out. It's also known as the Black Hole of Evil. And, of course, Saeed Abedini and a lot of other Christians have found their way into this particular prison.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's the preferred prison that Iran uses for Christians because when they get in there, it's so dangerous. And of course, the Christians have shared their chilling reports. Abedini did the same thing. But in this one, there's Maryam Rostampour, a Christian convert. She had been imprisoned there for eight months, and she said she shared an article, something with World Watch Monitor. She says, one day is like a year. Some days you can't breathe because you don't know what's going to happen to you the next day. When people experience living in heaven, they'll never be the same again. The stress is too much. We can't be the same people. We can't be as happy as before. We don't enjoy activities like normal people because all the time we think of those who are still there.
We've talked about her before.
And, you know, the thing of it is, when you get right down to it, making a deal like Obama did with Iran is paramount to the worst kind of baloney.
That was wicked.
Yeah, as far as I'm, yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more recent prisoners is Nassar Nawad Goltape. He converted from Islam and he was arrested about 2 years ago. Now, there's a ministry by the name of Iran Alive Ministries, ran by Dr. Hormoz Sharat. He is the president and founder, and he says of this particular person, he was arrested with several Azerbaijani Christians who were part of a mission organization. Now, I remember when this happened, because I remember there was some other Christians taken, and they were on a mission there. The government wants to publicize this case to warn other Iranians that if you work out with outside organizations, we'll be tough on you. Nasser and the Azerbaijanis were kept in solitary confinement, and they were interrogated all the time. They were released after paying a hefty bail of $34,000.
Good grief.
And they were allowed to return home. But Nasser, the one we were talking about previously, received his sentence, 10 years in prison, for acting against national security through formation and establishment of an illegal church organization in his home. Now, he is directly in prison because he had church, and he had church in Iran.
That's just wrong.
And according to his attorney, he says, my client has not broken any of the criminal code and is not guilty of his charges. All of the Christians arrested with him also confirm all of their meetings were strictly enforced on their faith and worship and nothing else. And, of course, that doesn't matter.
No.
But, you know, this is one of those things when we discuss it, and that is how notoriously evil Iran is. And there again, you know, I mean, we have Erdogan over in Iran today calling for all the Muslims to act as one to destroy Israel because over the Jerusalem embassy thing. And see, this is the age-old thing that won't go away. And there is no way that you can placate this baloney coming out of Iran and out of Turkey either. Now, of course, these liberal nincompoops that we find, and I mean the real bad ones who come against Trump and a lot of the policies because they think they're all going to get killed. Well, you're going to get killed someday anyway or die. But the bottom line of it is that it's all about hating Trump and bringing up all this moronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obama surely didn't sit down with Kim Jong-un. Trump is scheduled to. We'll see whether that goes in. Obama and a long line of other presidents were supposed to declare the embassy. There was an article written today that said it was the known unwritten rule. A known unwritten rule that if you run for president, you say you're going to move the Jerusalem, the American embassy to Jerusalem, but you never do it. It was a given you wouldn't do it. Then when Trump did it, everybody, swallowed their throat, you know, swallowed,
yeah.
Their tongue and their heart and everything else and had, all kinds of fits. But he did it. And, of course, it was a big day for them. And of course, this is the problem we're facing, and it's not going to go away. And in America, you have a bunch of people, that won't shut up, that always have this thing. And they would have been happy if we would have had that moron, Barack Obama back in.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a guy that's absolutely evil. This is a guy that, of course, you're going to say, well, no, he wasn't. Well, I don't care whether you like it or not, but this guy was evil. He was anti-God, anti-true and living God. Mm-hmm. And he was pro everything you could think of. He is anti-Christ in the truest sense of the word. He isn't the anti-Christ, the dark one that's coming, but he definitely would fit the bill from John, where it says that even now there are many antichrists. Well, Obama's one of them, and he will continue to be one of them. And he, along with others, have been working against Trump this whole year. And so make no mistake about it, you know, this is a battle, and the swamp is really stinky, and the swamp is illegal, but the swamp doesn't care. And so this is where we're at in America, so welcome to the swamp.
Yeah.
And so where do we got the... Good grief, all my stuff disappeared.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Every bit of it. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it, but it disappeared. Well, at any rate... the Jerusalem embassy, we wanted to talk about that, and we're going to discuss that. And the only one I have here is a historic dream opening. That's the only one I have. Everything else disappeared. I don't know what happened. We had started the show earlier, and we had a major problem, a glitch, when we had everything functioning. And so it must have wiped some stuff out. I don't know. But at any rate, the embassy. I watched the embassy opening, and it was a good embassy.
Jay?
Trump's son-in-law spoke.
Jared Kushner?
Yeah, Kushner? I was going to say Jared, but it didn't sound right. And he sounded, very professional. Made a lot of sense. And Netanyahu, of course, you know, continued to push the envelope, saying that this is, a recognition that Jerusalem belongs to Israel, which it does. And, of course, you have the bands of Ishmael that disagree, that will do anything to stop it. And, of course, it's not by chance that... the knuckleheads over in the Gaza Strip decided to do this. And see, the more people that gets killed in the process, the more everybody's going to blame Israel.
Yeah, the happier they are, the enemies of Israel.
Yeah, the happier they are. So it gives them an excuse. So all of them say, well, you know, to Israel, well, kill them all that you want, because it's just going to make the Arabs mad. You know, and this is the philosophy of those in the Gaza Strip and Hamas, and of course Hezbollah. Iran was denying any connection to Hezbollah, but Iran has connections to Hamas because they were sending some funds over to those who joined Hamas who would fight against Israel. That was in some Paramount News that came out quite a while ago. The thing of it is, this is the way it is. Now, Jay Sekulow talked about this, how important it was. Now, Tower, go ahead, if you want to read this, let's just discuss this for a minute. You had said you wanted to bring out something, too.
Okay. Today, well, this was on May 14th, will we be remembered as a truly historic day. The day the U.S. Embassy officially moved to Jerusalem. And it's a victory decades in the making. And many people were in Jerusalem for this historic occasion. And it's been almost 22 years since the Jerusalem Embassy Act was passed, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the State of Israel and ordering the relocation of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The act became law in November of 1995, despite former President Clinton's refusal to sign it. I didn't know all of that. and the law specifically states that the United States Embassy in Israel should be established in Jerusalem no later than May 31st, 1999. 19 years ago.
Yeah, and that just shows you how well the senators in Congress obey the law.
Yeah, and just like you were talking earlier, no administration since, Republican or Democrat alike, was willing to follow through. And each president repeatedly invoked waivers, citing multiple explanations and excuses. Well, you know what? Whether you like it or not, God has placed Trump in America to do his will and to do this. This is why he placed him there. I think his last name is kind of funny, you know, kind of not funny, haha, but symbolic, Trump, like the last Trump, you know? And,
well, there's another little thing that people use, and that's the Trump card.
Yeah.
God pulled his Trump card.
And that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. And so Trump officially acknowledged Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And then the president announced that the U.S. Embassy would reopen in Jerusalem on May 14th. Coinciding with the 70th anniversary of Israel's independence.
That is very important. I think that that's God waited till the 70th anniversary.
Well, you know, we talked about that, I think, last week, the 70 years. See, mm-hmm. 70 is a fullness number because 70 is God's perfect number, and 10 is a fullness number because you have, you know, five wise virgins, five foolish virgins, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, 10 is very prevalent in that. So when you have 70, it marks a fullness and a blessing of God on it. And, of course, now that the embassy has been moved, you know, there is going to be people in the world that will gather around Jerusalem. That is a give me. You're not going to get away from it because God said, I will judge them at Jerusalem. He will bring a hook in their nose and bring them to Israel for judgment. That's what the Lord God's going to do.
Yeah.
Period. Whether you like it or not. So this is biblical prophecy in action. Now people may say, well, he's no biblical prophet. No, he doesn't have to be. God used Cyrus, and Cyrus was a pagan, but yet he had some laws that are officially known today as some of the most renowned laws that's ever been made, especially on human rights. Look out, the Cyrus King Persian, the Persian King Cyrus. And Iran has even talked about it. The Ayatollahs even talked about it, even in reference to Israel, saying that we don't hate the Jews because Cyrus, our king, you know, he was their king at the time, had actually, you know, helped the Jews build the temple. And he was. God said that Cyrus is my anointed, and he was a pagan king, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So if you think God needs a bunch of anointed do-nothing Christians that'll sit around on their butts and do nothing,
and
you're
complain.
Crazy. God is a God of action. Now, see, not all Christians do that, but I got news for you. For the most part, in America, we have liberal churches that do nothing, and they sit there, and they wouldn't stand up for nothing, let alone Israel. And it's time to get busy and understand what is happening in America and in the world. It's going to be turmoil. It's going to be things that are going to be topsy-turvy. And so, you know, the thing of it is, Seculo reported he was there, and he said the streets of Jerusalem are lined with American flags alongside Israel's own flag. And another post came out today and said that Israel named something after Trump today. I don't know.
Was it the soccer team?
Well, the soccer team did say they were going to be named Trump. Or, you know, they're going to name the soccer team after him. But there was somebody else. So in the eyes of Israel, Trump is the one to do it. They were even calling him the Cyrus. And of course, you may not like that. I don't really care whether you don't like it. I'm for it, 100%. I am on Israel's side. I don't care how many people go against Israel. I am for Israel. I will back Israel. And if you don't like it...
we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yeah, yeah. And we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But the bottom line of it is you have people that hate them, and they also hate America. This is a battle of the end times. And if you are a Christian, you need to seek the Lord, get up, and you need to pray for Israel, pray for, you know, this president. But see, the bottom line of it is that the Democrats are marshaling their forces to impeach Trump. Now, see, if Mueller gets this report done early, this Congress will not impeach Trump. If the Democrats get the Senate and the majority vote, then they will be able to take the report from Mueller and impeach Trump. That is what they're banking on. And that is exactly the strategy they're doing. That is why they're going to be waiting until after this election. They're going to try everything they can to take the Senate and have an impeachment vote on him.
Well, I hope they aren't successful.
You know, there's others that saying don't impeach him because you're going to get Mike Pence. And if you didn't like Trump, I guarantee you there's a lot of people don't like Pence, because this is a guy that will speak his mind. He stands up and he will talk about his Christian faith. And if you don't like his Christian faith, too bad. I don't care whether you don't like it. Yeah. I like Pence. He speaks about his Christian faith. He stands up against big mouths out of Hollywood and liberal types. And the bottom line of it is that in this country, we have always had freedom of Christian religion along with others. We never had to defend the NRA, like we said earlier, you know, in a segment of the show that is no longer available because we had some problems. But, you know, the fact of it is declaring NRA a criminal organization, and many of them that don't like him, that is absolutely un-American. The NRA is based upon the fact, and it was, and you know who's in the NRA? Gun owners, hunters, and fishermen, and many others who have guns who are sportsmen.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this country is just going dog. It's going dog. And it's just absolutely just dumb in this country.
Yeah.
Right now. There's people that are just dumb. And when you read the front of Breitbart, which was what I was doing earlier, I can't do it. I'll have to get something else out there. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous the way we are in this country.
It is. It's very disturbing.
You know, and, you know, I'm picking up some, I wonder if it's coming in on my mic. It's probably coming in on yours, too, because I hear some people, some neighbors screaming and hollering out there.
Yeah, I think it's the kids out there.
What kids?
Well, running around in the front over there.
Oh, the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we have some other kids, and they're a little unruly. But Mike Pence is the other thing, you know, that I wanted to talk about,
well,
too.
Well, I wanted to talk about...
yeah, go ahead before we go on.
The Guatemalan... The government of Guatemala opened up their embassy in Jerusalem as well, being only the second nation to do so. So that's pretty exciting. I'm hoping to see a lot more follow that. And they said that they've had a good rapport with Israel. They want to keep it that way, and they're excited for Israel. They're friends of Israel. They want to bless them.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee.
That's right.
So if you want to curse on your nation, you just curse Israel.
Yep.
And I can tell you right now, Erdogan, you got a curse on your nation. Iran, you got a curse on your nation. Now, you may not think it, but it's there. And when you try going against Israel, you're going to, many of your citizens are going to die, unfortunately, because you will not listen. Why Ishmael and Isaac, you know, they just have never been able to get along. You know, it's just like when you go back in the beginning, you know, Cain killing Abel, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, it's just, there's just murderers out there, you know, and now you have Ishmael, and they have just been in livid hatred against, you know, it's just, you know, it's just unnatural, you know, and the thing that's really disturbing, we see this livid hatred displayed in the liberal media. We see it displayed from Kimmel and a lot of others that have their late night talk shows. And you know, the thing of it is Facebook, you know, we know somebody close who keeps getting banned from Facebook. But yet, yeah. There is a very untoward video out there that is promoted on Facebook that was on... I think it was Breitbart today, but they allow it, you know. Why do they allow this untoward, godless stuff when, you know, some of the other stuff, and I can tell you personally, we know this person, and, you know, and they're banning a bunch of young men and women that should not be banned.
That's right.
But they've become a target by Facebook. We've seen it. And so Facebook is a whore. And Zuckerberg's a whore. Now, you may not like it. I don't care again. I'm in no mood to put up with your pussyfooting around. You know, you need to either get on board or get off. You know, catch the train to normalcy and some decency and treating people with respect.
Yeah.
Or just keep on your smorgasbord of hate and idiotic behavior. You know, I mean, they used to lock people up like you people.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that they get away with it now.
Yeah, and they do. And so... You know, there is a particular, he knows how to develop sites, and he's putting together a website. I don't know where he's at on this, opposite of Facebook, and it's going to be, you know, it's a Christian guy, and he's a techie. He's in the techie land of California. Excuse me, which is very liberal, but he happens to, he came out, I think it was last week, and said, don't believe a word of what Zuckerberg says when he tells you that he's going to be fair and square with all that. He says their logarithms and everything they're doing there is already cutting into it, into the conservatives. And I can tell you that from us being on Facebook and everything, from where we used to be and where we are now, and also even our websites, Google is doing the same thing. You have basically, you know, traffic that goes down by a third. You know, we have a lot of this banning online, and this is why we've always wanted to have an open and free internet, but it's not open and it's not free. And, you know, the ones that are going to rule it are the ones that are mean and nasty and are rich, and they want to keep
evil.
That way. Yeah. And, you know, I can tell you, you can't trust the money and you can't trust the power. You know, absolute power corrupts absolutely the time.
That's right.
And I don't really know what, you know, how long this has got, but I can tell you that we're working on moving our stuff too. And the problem with our websites is that I've been doing it for such a long time. It's really a big site to move. And we are in discussions with several hosting companies to get it moved because we're leaving where we're at. As you may or may not know, we were hacked totally. I mean, every file removed. And our host company that we were with had no, you know, all their backups, which is normal backups. I've used them before, but nothing worked this time. And they couldn't tell me who hacked it. They couldn't tell me how it got hacked. They wouldn't give me any information, which is about worthless. So, I did work. Me, myself, and I, and the good Lord's blessing, and we got the site back up. I also happened to have another company that I worked with for backups, and they helped me. The company didn't. I did it myself. You know, I just used the backup that they provided for me. This is not a good thing, what's happening in this country and the world, but it's the end of days. And I foresee a time that, for the sake of your kids and yourself, you're going to have to get offline. I enjoyed watching that thing about the Jerusalem embassy. They were so happy there.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting and very historic.
And the people were just absolutely, it was like a love fest. And they just were in love with America and what they had done. And they just loved Trump to death. And that just irritates the liberals.
Oh, they're fuming.
They are fuming, you know. But Trump, for his thing, and even Jared talked about some of the stuff that's going on. It don't seem to bother him either. But as far as Trump, you know, he—I don't know—he must have skin on him a mile deep, that don't bother him. And then, of course, Mark Hamill came out, shot off his mouth. You know, I mean, who are these guys? These guys get in a big movie, make a ton of money, so all of a sudden they decide that they're going to shoot their mouth off. Mark Hamill, you know. You played a good part in Star Wars, but that doesn't mean you know what you're talking about now. Now, that's your point of view, and you have a right to it, but you can shove your point of view because of what you said and how you said it. If you'd have been a little more civil in your opposition, it would be different. But people today like Kimmel and Hamill, isn't that funny, Kimmel and Hamill, and others just do not want to be civil. They do not want to give Trump a break. They do not care. They absolutely allow their judgment, their prejudice, and money. And so does MSN, NBC, CBS. Now, CBS, I'm going to take that back because I haven't seen many of their people out talking about it. But, ABC, CNN. You know, there's some real problems there.
Yeah.
And they will cover Trump and be nasty just for ratings and money. And so this is really where it's going. And if the Democrats win the Senate, it's going to be, dear God.
Heaven help us.
It's going to be a mess. And then, of course, you're going to have the next presidency. I don't even look forward to this. You know?
Well, I know.
I do not want to go through another election.
I hear you.
You know, they are just so vicious, so wicked. So, I mean, you know, when you talk about a horse's posterior or a donkey's posterior, you know, these people are worse than that. There is no terms to describe the hatred that they have.
Oh, I know. It's wicked.
And, of course, we talked about this, that, this great summer eclipse last year eclipsed the country in half, the line that the eclipse ran on. And so it literally divided this country in half, and that was a very prevalent eclipse It was very prophetic, and it spoke of a division in America. I explained a lot of this at the time. And we are seeing that division. It was under the surface all along, but as soon as Trump got in, that brought it to the surface. See, because when Obama was in tower, you didn't see the division because the conservatives didn't speak up.
Right.
Now, see, that's the problem you get in society. You know, and now you have an ongoing campaign of over a year of absolute hatred, just filling the news, filling the websites, filling the liberal news, filling the TVs, and major movie stars that are absolutely blitzkrieg crazy against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
No civility, no giving him a break, no mercy, you know, nothing. Just, we want to crucify him. And that is godless.
Amen.
You're a bunch of wicked perverts. And I'm glad to say it.
Yeah, they are.
Perverts are us, America. I mean, you can't give somebody a fair shake, can you? You can't just say, well, maybe we need to tone it down. And I heard Kimmel say that the other day. I couldn't believe it. Now, today, we talked about what he said. You know, he was, again, trashing Trump. You just can't give him a break, can you? You can't just shut up. You can't just speak mercy and love because you don't have it in you. Well, God help you if you ever want mercy, buddy, because mercy won't come your way, because in God's economy, he that shows mercy will receive mercy, and he that doesn't show mercy will not get mercy. So you go ahead. You're going to sow, and you're going to reap what you're sowing.
That's right, amen.
And this is the Watchman, and my name is Dana Smith, and I just told you, you're going to sow and you're going to reap. And that's what's happening in this America today. And you have devastated the foundations of this country with your filth. All of you. And it's time for you to repent, but you're not going to do it because you're too proud. And you say, who is God that I should listen, just like Pharaoh did? Dear God in heaven, help us.
That's pretty scary that they're so brave like that. I know what's going to happen on the other side.
Yep.
I wish they'd repent.
Now, there was an article in CBM, and President Trump, this is on CBN, is being hailed as courageous for implementing the 23-year-old law mandating the move.
Good for him.
President Tony Perkins, he's president of the Family Research Council. Yes, family, okay? You probably don't like him, but that's too bad. He represents the family, okay? I think America is coming in alignment with biblical truth. You think? He doesn't say that because of morality. He knows your morals are in the toilet, but he's talking about, you know, aligning with Israel. The Bible mentions Jerusalem and Zion almost 1,000 times, and Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years. This is the theme that's in our spiritual DNA. And therefore, when the President of the United States moves the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital, he is addressing something at the core of Jewish identity. Now, that's according to former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dor Gold, who spoke on CBN News.
Yeah, he's right.
He went on to say this was a huge charitable act on his part, which is in our historical memory. And the fact that now President Trump is going to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem puts him in a special category, and perhaps even the category with the ancient King Cyrus of Persia. Fast forward to 1967 and the Six-Day War, when Israel reunites Jerusalem under its sovereignty. Then in 1980, Israel officially makes Jerusalem its capital, and countries from all over the world move their embassies from the city in protest. See, now that's when Israel officially declared that. The Christian Embassy was founded after 13 national embassies left Jerusalem, and it provided a unique moment where the Jewish people were willing to accept our hand of friendship. That's David Parsons with the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem. And so what the Christian Embassy is saying, as Christians, we believe that Jerusalem belongs to Israel. Period.
Yes, amen.
Now, Michelle Bachman said, Israel's enemies have always fought on the propaganda argument of words, the fact that Israel was illegitimate and had no right to this land. President Trump, excuse the pun, played a Trump card. He's taken the article off the table. He said, look, we aren't even going to talk about this anymore. Jerusalem is or isn't Israel's. It is. We're making a decision. It is.
Good for him.
Yeah, it is good for him. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, America needs to wake up to.
That's right.
Now, according to Barnabas Aid, and I wanted to cover that too, did you know that persecution of Christians were on the rise worldwide? I think you did.
Probably.
But see the article? It's not about persecution of Christians worldwide. You know where they're talking? In the UK.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Blasphemy and apostasy laws in Islamic countries can lead to severe official punishments, plus mob justice and lynching. And we've reported on all of that. And Christian converts from Islam are particularly vulnerable because of strict penalties for apostasy, and we've seen that happen as well. As a matter of fact, Saeed Abedini was a former Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But in the UK, Christian converts from Islam should reasonably expect to be safe and accepted within these shores and protected equally under UK law. Yet troubling stories of Christian converts being persecuted by Muslims in Britain are emerging with greater frequency, with several prominent cases in the news. So that's the problem you have, is former Muslims in the UK being persecuted by these Muslims that are in the UK now. In 2016, there's a guy by the name of Nassar Hussein and his family. They moved to the UK. And he ended up seriously injured in a hospital after being assaulted and now suffers from PTSD symptoms due to the relentless harassment from British Muslims in his community.
Boy, that's horrible. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
And they said also that in addition, both him and his wife had had false allegations made against them for separate offenses, resulting in each of them being held at the police station for several hours.
Dear God,
and
how
this
stressful.
This is typical in Muslim nations for this to happen. And in an incident in 2016, there was a young Christian woman. She converted from Islam. And she was accosted by three men after leaving a mosque in the UK who demanded if she was the Christian talking with the imam. So as a Christian, she went in and talked with the imam. The men tied a sheet around her throat, kicked her as she lay on the ground, breaking several bones.
Oh my goodness.
Later on, she was assaulted by four Muslim men who attempted to pull her clothes off and fled when she activated a rape alarm. And, of course, no charges were made. The suspects countered with the accusation that she had insulted Islam and provoked the fray. It was passed on to a Muslim police officer who was skeptical about her Christian faith due to her Middle East origins. And so this is what's happening in the UK. And I might say you could probably find this in the EU as well. And that's when Muslims have a greater amount of freedom than Christians do. And Muslims can despise Christ. You can have even the pagans in this country, you know, curse God, come against Christ. We hear Christ, you know, thrown down the rat hole of blasphemy all the time. But yet, nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. As Christ himself said, the world hates me, it'll hate you.
Yeah.
Now, see, fast forward to Islam. The world doesn't hate Islam because it's false.
That's right.
And the world loves Islam. So guess what? You can see the difference right there.
It's the devil's religion.
So at any rate, you know, in the, this kind of talk can actually get you banned in places, at Tower.
Oh, I know.
This is how off this world is, and it's going to continue to be that way. But somebody needs to hear the truth. And yeah, they can kill you and they can shut up the people that want to speak truth. But there is a way to get truth out there and stay away from them. And so you need to find a way to be smarter and tell the truth. And there are Christians, in spite of these Muslims and what they're doing in these countries, there are Muslims by the bucket load that are coming to the Lord right now.
Yes, and that's very exciting.
So whether you like it or not, there is a true and living God today, and he is in charge, and his name isn't Allah, and his son's name is not Muhammad. There is our Lord God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the great and mighty and most revered God, Yahweh, who gave of his only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins, was dead and buried, resurrected from the dead, was seen alive by many infallible proofs and witnesses, left instructions for the church, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he ever lives to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God, and he's coming again, where he will be the greater Son of David. He's coming back as a warrior king. He's going to put down all enemies. He's going to establish a kingdom in righteousness which shall never end. Now that's the God's honest truth.
Amen and amen. That's who we serve. That's exciting.
That is who we serve. And of course, here's another one coming out of the Central African Republic. And again, this was the Catholic Church, Our Lady of Fatima. And as I said before, you know, the people trying to kill Christians, they don't care whether you're Catholic or Protestant, folks. If you're in some kind of a church, and if you talk about Jesus, they're going to try to kill you. And 19 people were killed when they threw hand grenades in front of the church.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, and they said there was blood and arms and everything scattered all over the place. It was a mess.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And it just, you know, God will right the wrongs. He will.
See, and the police retreated. The attackers outnumbered the police, and the police retreated.
Well, you know, we saw that over in Nigeria, mm-hmm. with the girls that were taken, those 200-plus girls.
Right.
You know, they didn't have any there guarding those girls.
No.
But they disappeared. And so they got all the girls and took them, and some of them died, and some of them eventually made it back to their families. And then they took another group of them. And of course, Christians in Nigeria have been killed right and left there, and even Trump talked about that last week. So, you know, love him or hate him, this is a guy that signed a day of prayer declaration. This is a guy that talked to, Nigeria when their president came. And he's a Muslim guy himself. And he replaced Jonathan Goodluck Johnson. And Trump talked to him about the situation of Christians getting killed in Nigeria. He brought it up. Now, whether he'll do anything, I don't know. Probably won't, because he hasn't so far.
Right.
But see, this is the thing. Trump confronted North Korea. And now they're going to sit down. I hope it works out. Trump decided to go ahead and do the Jerusalem thing, see? And this is why a lot of these guys don't like him, because he went ahead and he did it. And there are a lot of people in this country that back this guy because he did it and he keeps his word. And you all continue to try to throw fodder and manure all over him, and you will get your due. And you won't like it. That's just all there is to it. And that's why I look at the articles, but, you know, and I go through a lot of them, but, you know, there's times I don't do news. There are certain places I can go for true news. But I can tell you that some of the stuff that's going on is not the truth at all. So, at any rate, we are at about 49. We're going to be getting off here in a few minutes. Tower, you got anything else you want to cover?
I was just going to be sure to remind the people to join us for tomorrow night for part 13 of Acts, brought before councils.
Yeah, and we should be getting to the end of that. And after that, we're going to be doing the Gospel of John.
That'll be exciting. I like John.
And it's going to be a long study. And then we Friday night, we're doing Hebrews. So we're doing some in-depth studies from start to finish, line for line, you know, type of thing. But at any rate, we're going to be doing those studies.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and we are working on moving the websites. They'll still be warren-usa.com, you know, danaglennsmith.com. We're looking at changing a few things with them. But right now we got to find a place we can go to. We're looking at a number of options. And for all of you, there's a number of you that do contact us, and you have been contacting us when the website was down and hacked. To you, go ahead and contact me and give me your ideas. We are looking on a number of things, and I'll tell you what those are. So send me an email if you're interested. And so we are looking for a host company, and we are in talks with several of them right now, as I said before. But you wouldn't believe how many audios and videos and everything that we have on our website. Now, most of our videos were number one on Blip TV for a long time, and then we moved to Vimeo, and they're still on Vimeo. We have, over 1,000. I think it's 1,100 or 1,100 plus. I don't know. I lost track. There's a lot of videos on that website. So, we go back a long time. So we've been on Fast Domain a long, long time. But, they are part of a greater conglomerate that owns a bunch of smaller ones. And it's just this last thing, they didn't respond very well. And matter of fact, they did cause some trouble. Because they weren't at all concerned, some of them, about what had happened, and
weren't helpful.
Yeah, they weren't helpful at all. Matter of fact, they even threatened to close the website down. So, Fast Domain is not a good domain for me. So, maybe good for a lot of them. More power to them. I don't care, but. So at any rate, I'm not planning on staying on Fast Domain. If I have to, I'll go over to Bluehost, their sister, because in the ratings on websites, Fast Domain don't even come up. Bluehost does. And Fast Domain used to be up there, but I don't know what happened, but something happened. So at any rate, you got any last words, Fuzz?
Nope. Just good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We love you. We pray for you. We appreciate everything you do. God bless you.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Shalom. We thank you for joining us today on Warn Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.